Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our guy Andrew Golden covers the Washington Nationals. That's why he's going to talk about the Washington Nationals here on the Beltway Blitz. Andrew, even though you're like much younger than me and like are like thin and have like a great life ahead of you, you're still an adult more so than I am, okay? I'm sitting here squealing like a child at Christmas about James Wood. I'm just going to say the name, James Wood, and I want you to start talking. Ready? James Wood, go.
He hit another homer today. Uh-huh. So that's what's new. He looks really good in camp. I wrote a story about him before I left. It came out early during spring. He put on 25 pounds, so he's now 240 pounds. He's a lot stronger. He's worked on his plate discipline and really – trying to see the ball through the zone, hit the ball the opposite way with what you saw today. I mean, the dude is just, I mean, the dude's gotten out to a hot start. He's just been unbelievable.
So, Andrew, the bombs are actually so wondrous and awesome, and I'm not diminishing them. He hits the ball, and it goes, and it stays hit, and I love it so much. Here's why I'm even more excited, if I may. Yesterday, he, not a great swing or a bit of contact, like a room service three-hopper to the left side. And the third baseman fields the ball, looks up, and has an oh bleep moment because James Wood is about to touch first base. This giant man that should move like I do after exercise is hauling ass down to first base, and he beats it out. And they may have called it air, they may have called it a hit, I don't know. But oh my God, again, these aren't good questions, but oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, he. I think this is the most impressive thing. I think what impresses me the most personally from watching him isn't even just what he does with the running, being the home runs or beating the balls out. For me, it's the play discipline on the chase, mm-hmm. on the breaking pitches. That was obviously a big concern with the strikeouts, which obviously is going to be an adjustment because of Double A. And he has looked really good at recognizing spin, so he's not missing or swinging on those balls in the dirt that you kind of saw him getting messed up with last year. He's very disciplined in every facet of his game. He's a lot more polished than he was last time we saw him. So, yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable seeing the way he gets down the line, hitting the homers, but I've been most impressed by his play discipline as well.
So, 10 more about James Wood. No, I'm kidding. Pitching-wise, Andrew, who has stood out thus far? It's obviously so early still in spring training, but give me a couple guys that have turned heads.
Yeah, I think Mackenzie Gore is the main one, right? He's always had the stuff. That was never the question. It's just a matter of consistency. So he's looked good in the early portion of spring. From what I saw, I came home on Tuesday. So I know Jackson Rutledge didn't have the best outing yesterday, but his first outing was a really good start for him, I think. I thought he was in the zone and was attacking the middle of the plate. He made some adjustments this offseason. So I think Rutledge is the guy who I want to continue to watch and see. And then a couple others, Mitchell Parker and Cole Henry, are some guys who are Rule 5 adds this past year. I think they both perform well, too. So those are some guys who are standing out to me right now.
Victor Robles. I mean, I'm now to the point, Andrew, and again, I'm just an impatient guy that shakes his fist at the ocean. Like, there's no rush on this thing, but I'm so over Victor Robles. But again, I saw the game we got to watch yesterday because it was on television, which I know is rarefied air around these parts. But a nice RBI base hit to center field, and he was off to a good start, changed his approach a little bit less emphasis on power and a little bit more bat to ball before the injury. I mean, I'm kind of over Robles because the same things that were plaguing him as a teenager still are, but the chances that he has a bit of a renaissance this year.
Yeah, I think he's a good chance. I think he's going to start the year in center. I mean, I think you have to give him a chance to see what he can do one more time. I think at this point, I think that people just need to shift their expectations a little bit. I don't think you're going to get the guy that you thought you were going to get in 2019.
Yeah.
And I think that that's okay. And if James Wood and Dylan Cruz teared up in the beginning of the season and they get called up, then like, and Victor Robles is a really, really good fourth outfielder, right? Like he's a guy you can bring in for defensive replace to steal bases. Like I think Nationals fans should be okay with that if he's not, like, I think we at this point we know he's not the guy, but he could still be a really good backup or replacement player. So I think this would be a good year for him.
Sorry, I should probably turn my mic on. I'm hopeful that this is kind of the time. Among the other guys that aren't James Wood, prospect-wise, Brady House hit a ball that would have cleared, like, a fence 50 yards away from the actual fence. CJ yeah. Abrams has looked good. I saw Dylan Cruz steal a bag. The kids look like they belong. What's the timetable on some of these guys?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think it all depends. Obviously, there's performance incentives to call guys up on the opening day roster. You can get a first-round pick if they finish in a certain part of the MVP voting or the rookie of the year voting. So I think there's that incentive. And I also think at the same time, there's also obviously the service manipulation as well. So I think all those things kind of factor in. I can't put a timetable on when they'll get there, but I think Dylan Cruz and James both have a chance to debut this year. And I also think Robert Half is in the mix. That's a guy who's probably he's probably been the most surprising guy at camp, and he looks like he's back to his old self. I have a story coming up tomorrow on him when I talk to him. I'm not trying to self-promote, but I do have a story coming up tomorrow about
you,
how he's kind of worked to change some things. I know, I'm sliding it.
That's how you do it, Andrew. That's how you debate. I love it. Appreciate you, dude. Enjoy it.
Thanks, appreciate it.
See you, buddy. Talk soon. Hit that. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to do the thing. I hit hold. There we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.